You guys are funny. So, as you lay back, just notice whatever you're noticing. So letting go of any of the stories of what's going on in this moment, or what's happened today, or what's yet to come. And just enjoy your breath. Feel where there might be any stuck spots in the body as you rest. And just give it some space. So you're not trying to get rid of it. You're not pushing against it. Not trying to figure out where it came from. You're just letting it be there. And giving it space. And just moving into a sense of allowing in your body. As you take a deep, full breath, feel the belly move away from the spine. And as you exhale, feel the navel draw back towards the spine. Hello. Thank you. Jump on in, sir. The water's fine. Slowing it down a little bit more and just making it a little deeper. Letting all your attention be on the breath as you add the second part of your three-part breath. Feel the belly and then ribs and front and back of the ribs. And as you exhale, feel the navel draw back again and the ribs gently squeezing the air out of the lungs, the intercostals. Inhale, feel the expansion. Consciously exhaling, just enjoying noticing your breath. Adding the third part, breathing all the way up from the belly, the ribs, and the chest now. Breathing right up underneath your collarbones. Exhaling belly, then ribs and chest. Just keep coming back to the enjoyment of your breath and allowing this entire practice to be enjoyable, even as things might show up that look difficult. Just enjoying the difficulty rather than pushing against, just enjoying. Letting go of all the labels as we add movement to our breath. So keep following this nice, slow, easy breath. As you take the knees, just hug them into your chest. Give yourself a big hug. Squeeze them in. Hug in a little closer. Bring your chin up towards your knees. Wrapping your arms right around your shins. Hugging in a little closer. And then let your head rest back. See if you can just keep the arms wrapped around the legs. Relax your shoulders. And then release your arms at your sides and just take your feet to the earth. Good. And then take your right leg straight up to the sky and just flex out your right foot. Circle out your right ankle. And just take a moment here to loosen up. So we're just going to go through and loosen everything up. Circle the other direction. And follow your full, slow, deep breath as you set your right foot down and extend the left leg up. Flex your left foot. Feel the hamstring. Feel where there's any tension. And now circle out the left ankle. So just notice where one area might be, feel more flexible or there's more mobility. And just notice. Don't write any stories about it. Just simply move into that awareness, giving it all space as you circle the other way. Fan the toes out even. Just give your feet some space. And then we'll hug the knees right into the chest again. Give them a big squeeze, hug in. And set your feet down. Take your right knee over your left. Hug your knees towards you and clasp maybe your shins or your ankles, wherever you can clasp, keeping your feet flexed. And try to relax your shoulders as you do this. So this is a nice little gentle hip opener for the right side. Breathe. Keeping the feet flexed to help protect the knee joints. And then switch over the other way. And breathe. And release. And then let's go ahead and just roll off to your side. Come up onto all fours. Take your hands under your shoulders and your knees under your hips. Ooh, there you go. There, you got the knee to go back into place. All right, turn your toes under on your feet and then go ahead and just lift up into down dog for a moment. Stretch back. Lengthen both sides of the waist. So maybe this is your first down dog of the day. So just send your body a wave of appreciation from the tips of your toes all the way out through your fingertips. And then lower to your knees again. Good. And then just look up. Lengthen the heart forward. Let the belly soften towards the earth. And then exhale, round hunch. Take your navel back, up and back, chin to chest. So feel the core pulling up. And now inhale, look forward. Look up maybe and let the belly soften. Exhale, round hunch, navel back. Really coil in. We'll be doing lots of this coiling up. So get a sense of it right now. Inhale, pull the heart forward, waking up the spine. Exhale, round and hunch, and then move back into down dog. Lengthen both sides of the waist. Spread the fingers wide, and then go ahead and bring your feet together right and left. Big toes, maybe they'll touch. And lift the right leg slowly, so in case there's a wall very close to you or a plant or something. Good. Lengthen the right leg straight up to the sky. Try to keep the left side of your waist as equally long. Usually now that side gets shorter. So try to lengthen the left hip back. Keep both sides of the waist long. And then take your right knee in towards your chest. Round and hunch. Your shoulders will come over your wrist. Pull your knee in as close as you can, as if you could kiss your knee. Maybe you can. And then lift the right leg back up to the sky. Stretch it out. And then bend your right knee. Open your right hip up to the right. But keep your left side waist equally long. Maybe look out under your right arm. Lift your right knee a little higher. There you go. And then set that right foot down for a moment. Lift the left leg. Stretch it back. And you'll feel your right heel easing towards the earth. And again, you'll notice the right side waist wants to get short, but keep lengthening the right hip away from your right armpit. Lift it a little higher, stretch it out, and then we'll pull the left knee in towards your nose. Good. Shoulders right over the wrist. Coil up. Get as round as you were when we did the cat stretch. Navel up and back, nose. Give your little knee a kiss, and then lift the left leg really high. Stretch it back. Bend your left knee. Open up the left hip. And again, feel both hands pressing just as even, both strong. Spread the fingers wide. Maybe look out under your left arm, turning that left hip open a little bit more. And right hip keeps drawing back away from the right arm. Straighten out the left leg and set the left foot to the earth. Good. Look up at your hands. Step both feet right up between the hands. Lift your heart to a flat back. And then exhale, fold. Just let your head hang. Just let it hang. Just let it shake it out. Loosen it up. That's it. Loosen it up. Yes and no. Maybe, always, never. Shake it out. Good. So don't take yourself too serious. If you can possibly smile through any of this practice, it's very helpful. Good. And then go ahead and bring your hands to your hips, elbows back, shoulders back. Inhale, come all the way up to standing. Reach your arms overhead. Big inhale. And then exhale, swan dive right back down. Feel your hamstrings start to wake up. Bend your knees so your low back feels easy. So you can go straight legs, but start out maybe bending the knees at first just to warm up those hamstrings. Take a little tension out of the low back. From here, step your right foot back. Come into low lunge. Lower your right knee to the earth. Bring both hands to your front knee. And then lift your heart. So pull the chest away from, or the belly away from the front thigh. Pull it back. Good. And then reach both arms overhead. And now we're going to work in layers. So you can stay here or pick up your back knee. Coming into crescent pose. You can stay low or come up high. Breathe. As long as you're breathing, you're doing good. Try to straighten out the back leg. Push to the back heel. There you go. Look at your front big toe. Make sure it's pointing straight ahead and your knee didn't go past your ankle. Excellent. Release the right knee to the earth and hands to the earth and step it into plank position. Pull the heart forward. Now get real strong here in plank. We're going to take the right knee towards your right shoulder. Now that means as high as you can. That's it. Shoulder. There you go. Higher. A little elevator higher. And then set back. And then left knee towards your left shoulder. That means pick up the heel. Left knee, left shoulder. Higher. There you go. Higher. It's like the elevator going up and up and up. And then step it back. Good. Go to down dog. Oh, yeah. So we're going to be doing a few of those little fun things. Look up at your hands. I promise no sit-ups, so I promise. If I do, just yell at me, okay? Because I might forget. So looking up at your hands, step your right foot up. Lower the left knee, low lunge here. Bring your hands to your front thigh. So from here, we're going to pull the navel up into the heart. And then pull the belly away from your front thigh. Reach your arms overhead. Keep picking up the low belly into the heart. And then if with your back toes turned under, maybe you'll pick up your back knee. But make sure your front knee stays over your front heel. There you go. Lift your heart. You can stay low. That's fine too. Push through the back heel. Straighten out the back leg. So you get a stretch in the hip flexor. You got it. And then release your hands to the top of the mat again. Step it into plank position. Good. And then lower to your forearms. That's it. Pull the heart forward here and just hold. No particular hurry, right? Not trying to get out of this. Can't leave now. I got the doors locked. Pull the heart forward. Look forward slightly. It helps. And breathe. And then bring your feet together right and left if they're not already. And then just roll just so your right hip is going closer towards the earth. Working the obliques. Come back to center and left. Doesn't have to touch. Come back to center and right. Keep your navel back and left. Your hands stay, your forearms stay. It's just a twist in the waist. Come back to center, right, center and left. Good. And center. Pull the heart forward. Maybe slightly look forward. And then hands back to high plank. And then we'll go to down dog. Oh, yay. So we're going to keep interspersing some fun core, like I promised. Look up at your hands. Step your right foot up between your hands this time. High lunge right off the bat. Reach your arms overhead. So crescent or high lunge, whatever you want to call it. It's all good. Feel the core strong. We hardly have to do anything really to sweat tonight. We're going to look like we really worked hard. So we're going to do standing core mixed with all kinds of other core. Yay! All right. So balancing here, we're going to open the arms wide and then come up onto your front foot balancing. So you're just going to balance on your front foot. Back leg is straight and strong. Now here's where we're going to get a little tricky. We're going to open it up to the left, turning your whole body to the left, still balancing on the right leg like a starfish, using your core. Cinch in around the waist. Really important to have a focal point here. So pretend you're actually having some fun. Yay! big starfish, open up from the heart, arms reaching, legs reaching. Good. Come back to airplane. So we're going to turn our chest towards the earth this time. Hold it here, cinching around the waist. Left knee is pointing down now. Left leg is still lifting. Reach your arms overhead if you want to make this more of a challenge. So you can keep the airplane arms or arms reach overhead. Your elbows will line up to your ears. All right, release your hands to the top of the mat and step back into down dog. Yay, come forward into plank position. And then from here, we're going to go ahead and bring the right knee towards the right shoulder again. And then lift it up a little higher, and a little higher. And then set it back. Left knee towards your left shoulder. And then pick it up 1 inch, another inch, and another inch. Got a little more. There you go. And then left foot steps back and go to down dog. Now we're just going to do the other side. Looking up at your hands. Left foot steps up. Come into crescent pose. First, just start with your arms overhead. Not sure how we entered this one. So let's just balance. Open your arms wide. We'll just go where we are. Pick up the back foot. You're balancing on your left leg. And now we're going to spin it open to starfish. So your chest turns to the right. Your right hip and left hip. Everything opens to the right. Your chest, arms reaching from the chest, balancing. So you're like between two panes of glass. You don't want to touch either side. Cinch in around the waist. Now let's turn the chest forward. Zoom that airplane. We're going to face the chest facing the earth now. Reach your arms out yet. Airplane arms back. Knee is now pointing down. Right knee is pointing down. Right hip is pointing down. You got it. Keep breathing. Use your core. Set your back foot to the earth. Reach your arms overhead. Crescent pose for a moment. Reach up. Big inhale, and then exhale. Release your hands to the top of the mat. We'll step back into down dog. Shake out the legs. Alternate heel press. There you go. And then lower right to your knees, and we'll walk the knees through and come on to our butts for a moment. So take your feet out front. We're going to really focus on the core, so bring your hands behind your knees. Lean back. Okay, keep your feet on the ground. Your legs don't need to be together because we're not going to lift our feet right now. But we're going to bring our hands out in front of our chest, kind of like genie style. Okay? Good. Now you're not going to move your body forward and back. You're going to twist to the right and then come back to center and then to the left. Okay? So core strong. You're not moving the torso front and back. It's just right and left. Right? Come back to center and left. So your left elbow is moving towards the earth, but you're not really leaning back into it. You're just keeping stable. So the core is very strong here. Is everybody doing okay? Do you feel it yet? Don't worry. You will keep going back and forth. And breathe. Yeah, just keep going back and forth. You got it. Yes, there you go. Inhaling and exhaling. Yes. Good. And then go ahead and come back to center. Just hold. Keep leaning back. Core strong. Take your navel way back. Good. And then reach your arms out in front of you. And we're going to take the arms up and then to the left. We'll start left. Doesn't matter. And then up and to the right. Good. Stay stable. The torso doesn't move. It's just the arms. Left and up. And right. So you're drawing a big A. Okay. So it's up and then left and up and right. Keep your legs strong. Don't let your feet leave the ground. Up and switch and up. So it's not a sit up, right? So I said no sit ups. It's a sit up in disguise. Okay. Maybe, but not technically a crunchy. I said no crunchies. Up and side. Keep going. You can stop anytime you need to, okay? So just listen to your body and breathe. Good. And then go ahead and just stay at the top. Hold your arms overhead. Keep leaning back if you can. Okay? Just keep leaning back. Arms still reaching overhead. Yep, you can wipe your sweat. Go ahead and now take your arms, loop them out in front of you. Interlace your fingers like you're a basketball hoop. Okay? And then what you're going to do is take your right knee into the hoop and then set your right foot down and left. So it's, okay, now I'll start with a reach up and then right knee into the hoop. Reach up. Okay, now lower the arms, left knee into the hoop. There you go. Reach up. So we're going to go alternate back and forth. Right knee into the hoop. Reach up. Left knee into the hoop. Reach up. You have to keep leaning back, though, your core. You're not leaning forward. Try not to move your torso. So if you get tired and you're getting sloppy with that and you feel this in your back, then I want you to just lean on your elbows and just do the legs, okay? So I'll show you. If you get tired, just do back and forth, okay? This is fine. So otherwise, if you can keep going, just keep going. All right, just listen to your body. It's talking to you. Say, thanks, core. You're being so good about this. And then pause at the top. Just keep your arms reaching overhead. Your big loop is over your head. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep leaning back a little bit. Lift your heart. Core really strong. Navel pulls back. Coiling back. And then release. Bring your hands down. Take a big inhale. Lift your heart. So your hands are hugging your knees. Elbows in. Lift. Scoop the heart up. Stretching out those muscles. And then exhale. Round and hunch. Stretch out the back for a moment. Inhale. Pull the heart through. Lift. Exhale, back, round and hunch. Inhale up. And exhale, pull back. Good. And then we'll just cross the ankles and come up to roll over and go right into plank position. Pull the heart forward. That's it. And then chaturanga, lower down. Come all the way to the earth. Inhale, either cobra or upward facing dog. Again, just stretching out those abs. Take your heads of your shoulders, instead of them becoming your cute little earrings, take them back and down and scoop the heart through more. Pull through more. Good. And then go right into down dog. Up and back. You got it. Looking up at your hands, we'll step the right foot up and we're coming into warrior two. So we'll come back to some standing core. So we'll alternate back and forth. Arms reach. You guys are just loving this. I can just feel it. I feel the love. Front knee is right over your front heel. Good. Bend your front leg so your legs get some work here. So you can take your feet wider if you want to make this harder, or you can make this easier by taking your feet closer together, but don't let the knee go past your heel. Yes. Good. So here we go. We're going to take and bring the left hand down the left leg. Turn your right hand to the sky for reverse warrior. The legs stay. Just reach your right arm overhead. Let your left hand slide down the left leg. Starting out here. And breathe. Good. And then from here, bring the right elbow to the right thigh. Reach your left arm overhead. And breathe here. So we're going to make this more challenging in a moment. I just want you to get the feel of the legs. Stay with the legs. Come back to reverse warrior. Bring your left hand this time to your left hip. Reach your right arm overhead. Hold it here. Now, if this is easy enough, let your left hand come out and hover in front of your belly. So you don't need the support, maybe. But maybe you do. So just listen to your body. Otherwise, core strong. Come into that stretch. Up and over. There you go. Yeah, that's it. Breathe here. And then we'll come into the extended angle movement. Elbow to thigh, left arm reaching overhead, or left elbow is hovering, or right elbow, I'm sorry, right elbow not touching, hover. And you can bring it out in front of the belly if you want to go deeper. There you go. So now you feel that work. So you can be wherever you'd like to be. It's going to back up this knee a tiny, perfect, right there. There you go. That's it. You got it. And then let's go ahead and reverse it one more time. Arms reach and straighten the front leg. Left hand's going to reach towards the right heel. Right leg just straightened out. Yep, you got it. Here, I'll turn this way. It can be straighten the front leg. There we go. Yeah. So left hand's reaching towards the front right heel. Right arm's reaching up and overhead. So just stretch that whole thing out. Good. And then slowly windmill the hands back to the top of the mat and just step back into down dog and shake it out. Do whatever feels good in your body. So talk to your body. Say, hey, body, what do you need now? Do you need me to rest? Do we want to take a break? Are we doing good? If you want to keep going, go through a little vinyasa. That would be plank, chaturanga, upward facing dog. So it's up to you. Or you can just stay in down dog. So just start to get into that dialogue with your body. And now we need to try the other side. So left foot will step up, coming into warrior two. So your front heel intersects your back arch. So if you get the alignment, the rest starts to open up on its own. So starting with the feet, the front heel intersects the back arch. The back foot is turned open slightly. There you go. Okay. So turn your toes at an angle. Yeah, there you go. You got it. And yours as well here. Good. Yep. Good. Good. And then reach your arms wide. Yep. And sideways. Here we go. Yep. There we go. And, or take your feet wider, because you probably can. There you go. That's it. You got your warrior two. So from here, the legs don't really change that much. So what we're going to do is take the right hand down the right leg, reverse warrior, left arm reaches up and over. So turning your left hand to the sky, and then sweep it overhead. And charge the back leg, as if the back leg really wants to press into the right hand. Squeeze the back leg. But look at your front knee. So front knee stays bent for this one. Yes, there we go. And then a little too far. Take your feet wider or back up the knee. There you are. Good. And then bring your elbow to your front knee for extended angle, keeping it modified for now because we're not going to stay here long. So you just feel that right waist open up. Turn your right heart to the sky. Turn your left heart to the sky. Take the left thigh, and it's like you're trying to take the outer left thigh underneath you. Yeah, and roll it under. Good. Yeah. Come back to warrior two. Stay in the legs if you can, then reverse warrior, up and over. And either hand to hip, yep, or take your front hand and bring it out in front to hover. Using that core really strong. So you really have to cinch in around the waist like you're wearing a girdle. We don't need girdles. We got yoga. All right. Breathe. And then open the arms wide. Shift through into extended angle. Either left elbow to left thigh or left elbow's hovering. Right arm reaching over. So if you want to take the left arm off the front thigh, it's going to be harder. That's up to you. Yep. And then just keep rolling your chest open. Awesome. How's that feeling? Good. Try to relax your little toes, everyone. That won't help. Hanging on. There's no hanging on here. Let go. Breathe. All right. Come back through. Open up. Warrior two. Yes. And then we'll straighten the front leg. Reverse warrior. And just stretch it all the way out. Left hand reaches to the sky, right hand reaches down the right leg. And just stretch out those obliques. Yeah. Good. You are awesome. And then windmill the hands back to the top of the mat and step back into down dog. Now, if you're tired, I want you to just go to child's pose. You can stay in down dog or move forward into plank position. Chaturanga, finding the earth, cobra or upward facing dog, and then back to down dog. Up to you. So listen, your body's always giving you signals. We usually just ignore everything until we've passed out and the body says, forget it. So don't do that. Listen, be nice. Good. And then come to your knees. Go ahead and walk your knees right through and take your feet out front again. So again, with the core, we really want to coil back. So leaning back, take your hands behind your knees, and that's about how far back. That's enough. That's enough to go to really get the core to start to fire. And then if you can, we're going to take our hands and just set them alongside the hips on the ground. Good. We're going to keep the right knee bent and extend the left leg.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, just do your best. Stop whenever you need to. Make sure this is where you're feeling it, not in the back. Okay, so really core, really strong. So what you're going to do is lift the left leg. Bring the left knee into the chest. Stretch the left leg out and lower it. Okay, so lift, bend, extend, and lower. 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 Good. Lift, bend, yeah, extend, and lower. I know. Lift, bend, extend. Keep going, and lower. So just do your best. I'll keep going. I know it's the quads, it's the hip flexors. And just do your best. Everything's working. I know. Keep going. And breathe. Lift, bend, extend. One more. Lift, bend, extend, and lower. Good. And now just set both feet to the ground. Hands to the knees. Inhale, pull the heart through. Holy cats, you made it on that side. Exhale, round and hunch. Stretch it all out. Come back to center. Lift your heart. Coil back really strong in the core. So it's not just front. It's all the way around. Okay, so it's pulling in all the way around. Strong. And now we get to the other side. So hands alongside on the ground. Extend the right leg. Keep leaning back if you can. Do your best. And then we'll lift, bend, extend, and lower. Lift, bend, extend, and lower. Lift, fan the toes out, extend, and lower. Lift, bend, extend, and lower. Lift. Now, I didn't really have a number, so just keep going for as long as you can for now. It's like 50. We'll just say, no, it's not. Lift, bend, extend. You can stop anytime and just pause, bend, you know, just go into a forward fold, whatever you need to do, and then just come back when you're ready. Lift, bend, extend, and lower. Lift, bend, extend. Extend, and lower. One more. Lift, bend, extend, and lower. Good. Bridge, set your feet down. Open the heart. Bring your hands to your knees. Scoop the heart through. Elbows in. Look up. Arch your back. Just like we did in the beginning. Exhale, round and hunch. Just like that cat stretch. Inhale, pull the heart through. And exhale. Inhale, lift. And exhale. How you guys doing? Super. Are you ready for more? Yeah? Okay. Do what you can, right? So on this next one, I want you to make sure if you need to, you just come onto your forearms. Otherwise, stay up, okay? So hands, we're going to put both knees in. Extend and lower, okay? Yep, pull in. Extend, lower. Pull in. Extend and lower. So let's pull in. Lift them, lower them, knees in, lift, lower, knees in, lift, and lower. Send my hate mail to my husband. Lift and lower, in, extend, lower, in, extend, and lower. He says he's my secretary. And lift and lower, pull in, lift and lower, pull in, lift and lower. Pull in, lift, and lower. Pull in, lift, lower. Pull the both knees in. Then lift the legs. Lower the legs. Pull in, set those feet down. Hallelujah. Lift your heart. Open, and round and hunch. Good. And then everybody roll up to the hands and just go back into down dog and shake everything out. So loosen up the neck. Shake out the legs. You got it. Yeah, good. You guys are amazing. So, coming into plank position, we're just going to stretch out the abs a little bit. Plank, lower down, chaturanga, and then just find the ground, okay? So just lay here on the ground for a moment. So you really can feel the core really strong. So just let those muscles relax as you bring the hands alongside your chest, cobra pose, point your toes, squeeze the thighs, and then just lift your heart. So it's going to stay low right now. Lift your heart and just kind of pull the heart forward, stretching the rib cage away from the hips. And then lower down. And then let's go up a little higher. Inhale, lift. Maybe lift the belly button off the ground. Pull the heart forward. Now, instead of your shoulders getting up high, pull those shoulder blades down. Pull the heads of the shoulders back and down. Pull the heart through. You can get your back to crack that way. So you go. Okay. And then come down. So one more time. If you want to go up higher, you'll launch the legs into upward facing dog. So your feet are only, the tops of your feet are on the ground. Yeah. And let your heart pull through. Pull through. Pull through. There you go. And then down dog. There you go. Woohoo. All right. So let's stretch out a little bit more. Lift your right leg to the sky, just like we began. Bend your right knee and just bring your right heel towards your left hip, looking out under your right arm. So this should stretch out the entire right side all the way down. So lift your knee. If you can lift it a little higher and open it. There you go. That's it. Yes. There you go. Stretch it out. Oh, there you are. Lovely. Keep your hands really firm. Lift that knee. And then release. Try the other side. Good. Stretch it out. Yeah. Doesn't that feel good? There you go. And we'll just lengthen and lift. You got it. There you go. Turn it open. So you can bend this knee even more. There you go. And then just turn it open. Does that feel okay? Mm-hmm. Yes. Try to keep this other side of the waist equally long. You can just let your head hang. There you go. And then lengthen, lift that knee. There you go. Is your hands, you got it? You got it. Oh, and then turn it open maybe. Ooh, there you are. You should feel a stretch right in here. Here, here, everywhere. All right. And go ahead and set that foot down. Come to your knees. Good. And then just go ahead and come onto your back for a moment. And we'll stretch out here. I'm going to get you a couple straps. So just come onto your back with your knees bent. If you have a strap, grab your strap, okay? If you don't, I have lots of them. Set that next to you. So just enjoy this pause here. You guys are doing amazing work, by the way. Thank your body. Thank it, thank it, thank it. Such appreciation. Here's your strap right next to you. There you go. All right. So let's take the right knee in towards your chest and use your strap to hook that right foot to the sky. Oh, there you go. So far away. That's it. Yes. Loop it. Good. Good. Now, just relax here. Relax your shoulders. And you don't have to do anything amazing right here. Just relax. Okay. Let that right hip soften back down into the earth as if your back pockets, you had little back pockets on your yoga clothes. And the back pockets wanted to stay on the ground. Yeah, that's good. And then gently encourage the leg a little straighter, just enough so you get a stretch, but be nice. Because your body really has been so cooperative. Be gentle. This is going to be more relaxing, hopefully. So just relax. And if you'd like to, you can straighten out the left leg into the earth. Press your left heel, ground it. Flex both feet, though. So don't let that leg get soggy. Yes. Ooh. Spin both thighs inward slightly. There you go. Yes. That just changed that bottom leg. Awesome. So using both hands on the strap, maybe you'll bring yourself closer, rolling up, walking up the leg, lifting your back, your head off the ground even. Yes, rolling up. Good. Or not. There you go. So just a little bit more effort here. Maybe you don't need the strap. You can just grab the foot. You maybe can hook your first two fingers on the big toe with your right hand, maybe. If you do that, then your left hand is down your left leg. Either way, you're good. You're getting a stretch. No worries. So let go of any grasping or needing to get somewhere. Your body will unfold. We just give it space. Be nice. Good. Let your head rest back if you lifted your head off the ground. Maybe if you let go of the strap, you might need it again. We're going to take the strap, or let's see, we're on the right leg. We're going to take the strap with the right hand only. Good. And then just let your left arm's going to kind of anchor on the ground out to the side like a T. And let your right leg open to the right. Yes. But now imagine this left hip could not leave the ground. It was super glued. Right back. Do your best. Yeah. So this left hip, let's try it. Take it up once. Bring it up this way and then open it up this way maybe. Then you might not roll as much. There. Does that feel okay? There you go. There you go. How fun is this? Yeah. Good. Come back to the top. Switch the strap in the other hand. Reach your right arm like an anchor on the ground and bring the leg across the body now. Get a nice stretch. Yeah, on that hip. Should feel really good. Yes. Good. And then imagine trying to lengthen this right hip down. Yeah. So you get longer as you twist. So you're trying to find more space here. There you go. How's that feel? Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. So did you go across too? Or go across? Did you try to cross too? No. Yeah. Switch your strap in that hand. There you go. Try this one. This is even nice too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. And then come back to the top and set both feet to the ground and we'll switch. So try the other side. Take your time. We got time. We're just going to finish up with this here. So hook the left foot, extend the left leg. Good. Go through layer by layer. Yeah, there you go. You can extend the bottom leg, but press the right leg. If you want to stretch it straight, press out through that heel as well. Otherwise, you can keep your knee bent. That's a little easier. And just let your body unravel. So just feel it resting here. And just start a little conversation. What do you need, body? What would feel best here? What can I do to create a little more ease here? Maybe breathe a little deeper. Maybe let go of where you think you should go next. What you need to do. Letting go of any stories. Maybe roll up if you want to. Go deeper, rolling up. Bring your chin up towards that knee, using both hands on the strap if you'd like. But try to relax your shoulders. There you go. Spinning those thighs in. I can help you. Yeah. I know it's hard. Yeah. And if your head is lifted off the ground, go ahead and set your head back down. Take the strap. Yes, in the left hand, yeah, and open that leg to the left very gently. Your right arm can anchor out to the side like a T. Yeah, so play with this. Maybe it's easier if you set your right foot on the ground now. Do what works best for you. Is this okay? Breathe. I know, it's hard not to, though. It's okay. You just biked 26 miles, so your body is really being very cooperative. Yeah. And then we'll take that leg back to the sky, switch the strap in the other hand. Good. And anchor the left arm on the ground. There you go. And maybe bring the left leg across the body very slowly and gently and kindly. Ah. Nothing to prove, nowhere to get to. Just enjoying. Just like, ooh, body, what can you do now? Show me. Show me what you got, body. That's always a good one.
It won't stay down there.
It's fine. I'm just actually getting length in here. So you get longer. And then, your hip will lift off the ground. The left hip will lift off the ground on this one. You're going across. That's fine. Yeah, you're good. Just if you roll over, you're probably losing the stretch, but it's all cool. Good. Come back up to the top. Oh, yeah. Feel all that length you've created. Release the strap. Bring both knees into your chest. Give yourself a big hug. And I mean, really give yourself a hug. Say, darn, you are amazing, body. Thanks. Talk to it a little bit. A little more positive instead. Gee whiz, body. When are you going to do this? Why is there lumps here? Why is this all stretchy? Instead of that, just be like, wow, thanks. Thanks for your cooperation. So go ahead and set both feet on the ground right now. Reach your arms out like a T. We'll finish up with a gentle twist. Take a big inhale, and as you exhale, allow the knees to go to the right, keeping both shoulders on the ground. And knees together, maybe. Feet together. Just enjoying whatever is, whatever's showing up for you. And come back to the center and switch over to the other side. So feeling your spine come back to neutral. This should feel very nice. Slow your breath down. Make it a little deeper. We'll come back to center. Bring the soles of your feet together. We'll just rest and recline cobblers for a moment. And instead of trying to force your knees down, imagine they were actually lifting up higher, just floating in the air. And then the hips kind of settle in more and the groins settle in and you're not forcing those knees down. So just let the knees float and then the hips soften into the earth. So allow yourself to just be received by the earth. Soften in, letting go. And then you can stay here as long as you'd like, or you can move into Shavasana with your feet up the wall or legs straight. Anywhere you can find a sense of ease for the next few minutes where you can just really allow your body to be completely and totally at ease. And this is more of an honoring of your body. So again, there's nothing to prove here. You're just going to relax. So you can't get this wrong unless you actually leave the room at this point. Well, then I guess you're just missing it. It's not wrong. There's no right or wrong. You just get to miss the next 5 minutes of total ease. So give yourself permission to be in total ease. And I usually come around and give you a little stretch. So if you'd rather I didn't, just raise your hand or wave me away or give me the X. I'll be good. Whereas I'm coming around, give you a little stretch. Feel the arms and legs fall away from your body. Allow all your senses to be fully alive here. So even though you're resting, you're fully alert. In absolute gratitude for your body. Allow this to be an honoring of your body, just to take this time, these few minutes, to let your body take this practice in. And just enjoy your breath. Noticing any sounds in the room. I hear the music, maybe a car driving by.
into the silence in between. Feeling your skin resting on the mat. And again, just allow yourself to be in total communion with the earth beneath you. Feel the aliveness. Feeling that everything around you is completely alive. Even the earth you lie on, the mat, your clothing, everything is totally alive, your body and your senses fully awake. Allow your eyes to rest and just feel that softness around all the tiny muscles around your eyes. Absolute gratitude for this moment. Noticing any of the smells, the taste, whatever it is. Feel all your senses fully awake. Allow your awareness to expand off your body just a foot or so, and you feel and perceive off your body. You feel the earth, you feel the mat, you might perceive the walls or whatever's around you. Feel that awareness expanding out another few feet. And allow yourself to just feel lighter until you can perceive all the energy of this room we're in, all the four corners. And then beyond the room, just keep expanding. Allowing your awareness to move out, off your body. Filling up the entire city block and then the city. Allow your awareness to get bigger, more expansive. Moving beyond the city into the state, state into the continent, across the waters. All continents, deep down into the earth and out into the atmosphere. Just feel yourself completely expanded. Ah. past the moon and the stars and the sun. And in this expanded state, there aren't any stories. There's no more judgment or worries. You're just expanded. You have awareness, perception. Full, deep, delicious breath in, drinking it in, feeling your cells totally alive. Wiggle the toes, the fingers, and notice if your mind has already left the room into what's next, and just come back here for just another moment and just feel your body come up when you're ready to take a seat. So just practicing being present in this moment where it's easier, where there's less distractions. Just sitting, just taking a moment to pause and feel you might be sitting taller. Maybe you feel a little stronger around the midsection. Maybe you're smiling. And then thank yourself. Namaste. All right, guys. There you go. Not one sit-up.